From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Times Square bombing suspect Faisal Shahzad has pleaded guilty to charges in connection with last month's failed attempt to ignite an explosives-laden SUV. The 30-year-old Shahzad entering the plea in U.S. District Court in Manhattan today, where he said he wanted it known that unless the U.S. stops attacking Muslim lands, we will be attacking the U.S. Shahzad's plea comes just days after he was indicted by a federal grand jury on 10 terrorism and weapons counts, some of which carry mandatory life prison terms. Shahzad was arrested trying to flee the country 2 days after the SUV filled with gasoline and propane tanks failed to explode. Supreme Court upheld a law that bars people from providing material support to terrorists. NPR's Carrie Johnson reports on the court's attempt to apply the First Amendment when national security is at stake.
A majority of six justices rejected a challenge to one of the government's most important tools for fighting terrorism. The material support law bars people from providing training and advice to groups with ties to terrorists, even in cases where aid groups want to give money for food and medicine. The case centered on the Humanitarian Law Project, which gave legal advice to a group in Turkey the State Department labeled a terrorist organization. The court's majority said the law may not be clear in every case, but that it was in this one. Chief Justice John Roberts highlighted the government's need to protect national security. But Justice Stephen Breyer and two others on the court dissented. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
On day 63 of the BP oil spill, the company now says it has spent about $2 billion dealing with the spill and compensating victims. British Oil Company today released its tally of costs so far, including the $105 million paid out to about 32,000 claimants. That number does not include a $20 billion fund BP agreed to set up last week in the Gulf. A several-thousand-acre wildfire burning northeast of Flagstaff is coming dangerously close to people's homes. More than 900 homes have been evacuated since two fires broke out over the weekend. Arizona Public Radio's Laura Morales reports.
Flagstaff Mayor Sarah Pressler stopped by the American Red Cross shelter to try to answer questions. The city is shifting to a support role. A Type 1 incident management team has taken over.
So it's a very good example of how we can start an emergency with the city leading policy discussions, but smoothly and fluidly transition to where the national government is now in control of the situation and will be offering support services as needed.
Pressler says when the first fire broke out, they had more people calling to help than people to be helped. Sunday, after the Schultz fire forced the evacuation of homes, those numbers reversed. For NPR News, I'm Laurel Morales in Flagstaff.
Stocks gave up earlier gains amid word that China will gradually allow its currency to float higher against the dollar. The Dow Jones Industrial Average ended up down 7 points to close at 10,443. Today, the Nasdaq lost 20 points. You're listening to NPR. Under terms of draft legislation being circulated by House and Senate negotiators, Iran's financial partners would reportedly be hit with new unilateral sanctions. Proposed legislation aimed at reining in Iran's disputed nuclear program would effectively deprive foreign banks of the ability to do business with key Iranian banks and would prevent the country's Revolutionary Guard Corps from having access to the U.S. financial system. Proposal by Senator Chris Dodd and Representative Howard Berman would have to pass both chambers to become law. Los Angeles cab driver whose taxi was destroyed after the L.A. Lakers won the NBA championship is being compensated. We hear that story from NPR's Mandalito Barco.
After the Lakers beat the Celtics to win the NBA Finals, some revelers got rowdy, assaulting other fans, setting off fireworks, throwing rocks and bottles. Cab driver Abraham Tafari says one mob surrounded his cab, and when he got out, they destroyed it. As a crowd cheered, one bystander filmed as a group of young men beat, kicked, tagged, and finally set the taxi on fire. The video shows one of the troublemakers starting the fire by tossing a flaming rag or paper into the cab. The LA Fire Department released the video, urging people to identify those who destroyed the taxi. Meanwhile, the owners of the Staples Center, where the championship was held, donated $10,000 to the driver to help find him another cab. Mandalit del Barco, NPR News.
A new survey by the Kaiser Family Foundation shows people who buy their own health insurance are suffering larger premium hikes than those who are part of a larger employer-sponsored plan. According to a new survey, the foundation, 77% of individual insurance customers questioned this spring in a national survey were facing a premium increase, with the average hike reported at 20%. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.